Chicago Medical Center pauses transgender treatment for minors after Trump's executive order. By Olivia Rondo on July 17, 2025. Chicago's Rush University Medical Center has paused sex change treatment for minors following President Donald Trump's executive order prohibiting federal research funding from going to institutions that offer hormone therapy, puberty blockers, and sex change surgery to children. Spokesman Tobin Klinger said the hospital system will still offer such procedures to adults, but will stop so-called gender-affirming care to new patients under the age of 18, the Chicago Sun-Times reported. Rush continues to be a strong advocate for the LGBTQ+ community, Klinger stated, adding that Rush will refer minors seeking transgender procedures to other hospitals. The center had not done a gender-affirming surgery on a minor since 2023. But will now stop providing hormones and puberty blockers to new patients, the outlet reported. Asher McMurr, executive director of Trans Upfront, said current transgender pediatric patients at Rush will still be able to continue. "This is an unprecedented time," the transgender activist who goes by they/them pronouns said. McMurr's LinkedIn profile touts expertise in advocating for transgender and gender expansive youth, teens, and young adults. The White House responded to the new pause as a win on X. Rush is just the latest medical center to pause treatments, with the nation's largest provider of pediatric gender-affirming care announced their impending shutdown set for July 22. While Executive Order 14187, titled Protecting Children from Chemical and Surgical Mutilation, is still in legal limbo after a federal judge sided with the states of Washington, Minnesota, and Oregon, and Colorado in a lawsuit challenging the rule, the Trump administration is still working hard on it. The Department of Justice, DOJ, announced that it had sent more than 20 subpoenas to doctors and clinics involved in performing transgender medical procedures on youth earlier this month, with U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi saying medical professionals and organizations that mutilated children in the service of a warped ideology will be held accountable by her agency. However, medical organizations including the American Medical Association and the American Academy of Pediatrics remain in support for child transgenderism, according to the Sun-Times. Olivia Rondo is a politics reporter for Breitbart News based in Washington, D.C. Find her on X/Twitter and Instagram.